Mark. Wake up, Mark.
Who? Oh, it's you. You're back.
I am here with you.
Oh, that shot they gave me. Is that gonna make me talk?
God will give you the strength to resist, no matter what they put in your veins.
Okay, so I should just keep my mouth shut then.
I suggest you be creative. Your tormentor is approaching. If you truly need me, I will return.
Okay. All right.
You should be ready by now.
More food. What you got there? Cheeseburger? Hey, are those onion rings?
Looks good, doesn't it?
Dude, I'm worried about you. Have you had your cholesterol checked lately?
This is good. Let's start with some easy questions.
Okay. Who are you? Is that easy enough?
I'm Deputy Commander Fulciri. You're Mark Eisman, right?
Sure.
Are you a part of what is called the Tribulation Force?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah. I head up intramural sports. Football, softball, bocce ball. We even had a bowling league till the earthquake.
Have you ever stolen anything to aid the rebels?
Well, there was this satellite TV truck a couple of years back. I was gonna fill it with some gas and return it. But someone was trying to kill me, so it didn't quite work out.
You won't be laughing so much when your head is no longer attached to your shoulders.
Head no longer attached to... Yeah. I could see where laughing could be a problem.
It doesn't have to happen, you know.
Look, I'm not going to tell you about my group. You want supply routes, safe houses, all that stuff that I don't know. Why don't you just call this one a bust? Go sharpen your blade, and we can get on with it.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 70, The Last Farewell.
What's the word, Chang? Any news about Mark?
I haven't found anything yet. I've been busy with the Jerusalem Rebellion.
What Jerusalem Rebellion?
There's a group of Jews who are stocking up weapons to fight off the global community troops. They want to clear the whole city.
That's not gonna happen, but okay.
We're trying to get some people inside. Most of the people there aren't believers, but they haven't taken Carpathia's mark either.
I suppose that whoever goes there would be in lots of danger?
Of course. But they'll be able to do plenty for our side.
Yeah.
Judd?
Come on! I'd be doing something! Right now I feel like I'm... I don't know.
What do you think your wife would say?
Huh. Good question.
So... Did you bring me out here to get some fresh air, or so I could see the guillotines?
Both. I wanted to show you where it happens. Unless you want to play ball with us, tomorrow you'll be out here.
You know, don't sugarcoat it. I'm going to end up out here no matter what happens.
You don't have to. Just give us the information on the pilots, the supply routes, locations of safe houses, anything.
I don't know that stuff.
What do you know? We know that your group has a contact in the palace in New Babylon. Who is the mole?
If you have a mole, call the exterminator. From me, you get Bupkis.
Let me take those cuffs off you.
Why?
We're not all monsters. We do have some compassion.
You mean you're going to feed me before you cut my head off?
I can keep you alive. Get you a Bible.
Touching.
Take this.
Your cell phone? What do you expect me to do with that?
You can't escape. You can't call for help since you don't know where you are. Use it to call someone you care about. I'll leave you alone for a few minutes. You don't trust me.
No.
I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Yeah, and I'll call my friends. You track it and capture them. Good plan. Fortunately, I just came up with a better one.
And you're one of the rebels captured by Commander Fulciri in northern Wisconsin?
You betcha.
If you're just joining us, we have Mark Eisman on the line from a GC holding facility.
Yeah, that Commander Fulciri is one tough hombre. He's got me seeing things completely different.
Is that so?
Yeah. In fact, they gave me this phone so I could call you guys in the media and give you the story.
What story is that?
My life as a rebel. My life in the Tribulation Force and the truth about our underground website.
So the commander has set you straight?
Oh, yeah.
What have you told the commander that you'd like to share with us?
Actually, I haven't even shared this with the commander yet, so you get the exclusive.
Really?
Any of you who have wondered about the disappearances or all these natural disasters like the darkness in New Babylon...
There he is!
Or where you'll go when you die, you should check out our website.
So you haven't really changed your opinion about the potentate?
Are you kidding? Not after the treatment I've been getting here. See what I mean? Jesus is coming soon! I'll see you in the other...
Sorry about that. We seem to have lost the feed. We'll be back after word from our local affiliates.
Lord, help me out here.
It's time for you to get going. Put him in.
I feel sorry for you.
You feel sorry for me? Why?
Every knee is going to bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I did it willingly. You're going to have to make it a confession.
Get him in there.
You can only kill my body. You can't touch my soul.
Oh, but if I could. Get his hands.
Into your hands.
Mark Eisman, welcome home.
Man,
what's up, man?
Hey, you find anything out about Mark?
Nothing. Been weeks. I don't think we're gonna find anything out.
Even if they executed him?
Well, Chang said they might keep it quiet because they want us to think he's spilling his guts or something.
But he's probably dead.
I don't even want to think about it.
I've been thinking about it a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, Darian said Mark was looking for something to do. I've been thinking that there's more I could be doing, too.
Like what?
I'm thinking I want to go help those rebels in Jerusalem.
Oh, you can't be serious. Those rebels are going to get stomped.
I want to be there when the last war starts, just before Jesus returns.
That's crazy talk, Doug.
I don't know. Anything I can do to make life miserable for those GC goons. And I want to be there when Jesus sets foot on the Mount of Olives.
Yeah? What's your wife had to say about this?
We've talked about it quite a bit, and she's with me on this.
I should have seen that coming.
Come with us.
Yeah, that's all they need, a one-armed rebel.
I think they'll take whatever help they can get.
Gotta be honest, bro. I like it here. I think I want to stay here.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, Lionel.
And I saw something before that made me... I mean, I don't want to say it scared me, but...
It scared you?
Yeah.
What was it?
A video of one of Carpathia's meetings. There were these three dudes there. Looked like robots or something. Like, they were people, but there was no life in them.
Weird.
Not as weird as what happened next. These slimy things, they look like frogs or something. Anyway, they crawled out of Nikolai and Leon Fortunato's mouths.
Maybe they're just eating snails or something.
No way, man. These things crawled into the robot dude's mouths. After that, they started moving around.
Oh, like the frog things brought them to life?
Yeah. Carpathia called them Ashtaroth, Baal, and Cankerworm or something like that.
What do you want to bet they were demons?
Man, I'm sure of it. That's why I'm cool sitting this one out here for a little while longer.
Yeah, seeing that, I don't blame you.
Look, Jed, you and Vicky want to go help the rebels in Jerusalem, Godspeed to you. I think I need to sit this trip out.
We're in Palos Hills. It's on the southwest side of Chicago.
And there's room for all of you?
We're living in an abandoned shopping mall.
That's perfect for you.
Well, I was more into horseback riding than shopping. Mm-hmm. Besides, the pickings are awful slim these days.
Oh, tell me about it.
Have you found out anything about Mark?
Not yet. I don't want to get your hopes up.
I know. I just don't want to jump in and believe the worst.
Just imagine he's safe somewhere, and you'll see him in about 6 months when Jesus comes back.
I know. I want him to be okay.
Me too.
So, what are you working on in Petra?
Actually, we're working on leaving Petra.
What? Where are you going now?
Yeah, there's rebel groups in Jerusalem that could use some help.
You're going to fight against the army?
No, we won't be doing any fighting, but they're not Christians. They're Jews trying to protect Jerusalem. We think it would be a good opportunity to witness to them.
In a tough situation.
Yeah, but some of the people here in Petra aren't nuts about the plan, especially the ones named Lionel.
No surprise.
Anyway, pray for us. I may not get another chance to talk to you before we go.
I'll tell everyone to pray. If I don't see you before, I'll see you after.
Hey, Vic, this is Lev. Eliezer Tiberius hooked us up. Lev knows his way around the prophecies.
Cool, nice to meet you.
Yeah, Lev was just giving me a little background on the rebel situation.
Yes. Zechariah 13 says, "And it shall come to pass in all the land, says the Lord, that 2/3 in it shall be cut off and die, but 1/3 shall be left in it. I will bring the 1/3 through fire, will refine them as silver is refined, and test people. And each one shall say, the Lord is my God."
That third are the ones that Dr. Ben-Judah says are going to be the rebels?
Maybe not. What the passage does say clearly is that they will accept Jesus as Messiah.
I'd like to help out with that.
Ben-Judah is going to be there himself. In fact, he's been training with all types of weapons.
He's going to fight?
And only if he has to. Perhaps he wants to establish his bona fides, as you Americans say.
Not many Americans say that, actually.
So, you have someone for Dad and I to hook up with once we get there?
Yes, there is this man named Yafet that I have known for many years. His wife has just become a believer.
But he's not?
Not yet. Perhaps you can help change that while you're there. He will be expecting you just after the new year.
But that's a few weeks from now. We can't get there any sooner?
I'm afraid not. I suggest you take this time to study the scriptures, meet with Jewish believers, and learn how to witness to those you will meet.
Good idea.
Yeah, we've got a few weeks. We might as well.
You eating alone?
Just doing some thinking. Stuff like that.
If you want to be alone, I can go someplace else.
No, it's cool. You can stick around. I mean, I don't hardly talk to you that much lately. You're always doing other stuff.
Kind of seems like we both spend a lot of time staring at a computer screen.
It seems like that's all I do.
So maybe you're looking for other things to do? Want to get dirty?
Get dirty? What are you talking about?
Consider this my getting you a scoop on a great job opportunity.
You gonna sell me kitchen knives?
No, listen. Zeke is getting a little band of people together to help out during the war.
Dude, I can't even hold a rifle.
That's not what I'm talking about. Let me draw this out. Hold my mana for a second.
Okay.
See this here? This is Petra with all the rocks and stuff. Mm. All this is desert. And over here is Israel. Follow?
Yeah.
Now, most people are all mixed up about the Battle of Armageddon.
How so?
According to Tzion, Armageddon is just the staging area for Carpathia's armies. The war is going to take place here at Petra.
Here?
Yeah, and Jerusalem.
So the Battle of Armageddon is really fought in Jerusalem and Petra.
Tzion says once the Euphrates River goes dry, things are going to move pretty quick.
And that's how Carpathia's armies are all going to get across?
Yeah. They'll come this way and end up in this valley here. It's called Megiddo.
I heard Tzion talk about that place.
There's going to be a battle close to us here, but we'll all be safe. Then, Jesus shows up at the Mount of Olives.
So you still haven't told me what you need me for.
Zeke needs people to go out and pick up weapons, uniforms, supplies, ammo, whatever you can carry.
Yeah, that sounds plenty safe.
We're pretty sure that GC won't have any power over believers who are living here in Petra. God's gonna protect us.
You sure about that?
Well, no. But there's one way to find out.
Move that table out from the wall a little.
That good?
Yeah. Oh, boy. That is a homely-looking bush, but I think it'll get the job done.
What are we doing with the old shirt?
Decorating. Couldn't find any tinsel.
Hey, give me that stuff. You got other stuff to get ready.
Oh, right. You have the package?
Mac dropped it off this morning. I've been keeping both eyes and one hand on it.
Dad?
We're in here. Get rid of the shirt.
Where?
Anywhere.
Look!
Rhino, what brings you over?
Judd asked me to come over for dinner.
Ah, super. See what I can whip up?
How about manna burgers?
Or manicotti?
For dessert, banana bread?
You two are a carnival act waiting to be discovered.
Lionel, trust me, I know my wife. That was a compliment.
Hey, what did you do to that bush? It almost looks like a Christmas tree!
Merry Christmas, Rick.
Merry Christmas.
It is, isn't it? December 25th.
The last Christmas ever.
Oh. Hey, remember that Christmas at your parents' house?
You mean the one where Ryan got you that necklace and you thought it was from me?
I remember that.
Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan. We're going to see him again in just a few months.
Yeah, and Bruce and Haya and my parents.
You'll finally get to meet my parents.
Yeah!
Look, Ryan isn't here and I want to give you something, but I want you to know ahead of time it did come from me. Merry Christmas.
You didn't have to get me anything.
Yeah, well, I did.
Is she gonna say something at some point?
I hope you like it. Mac picked it up for me. I wanted to give you a wedding ring when we got married. I'm sorry you had to wait.
It's beautiful.
I got it at Harry Winston's.
Harry Winston's? You yeah. Paid too much. I could have gotten you the same ring for half the price.
Half the price?
I'm telling you, you want gold, you go see Shecky.
Why, I ought to...
Thank you.
No problem.
Somebody say something about dinner? I'm hungry.
We don't have a whole lot of meals left here before we take off for Jerusalem.
Let's not talk about that right now, okay?
I agree.
Okay.
How about we just enjoy the time the three of us have left together?
Welcome. Welcome to my home.
Thanks for letting us stay here, Yafit.
Don't be so thankful. You're not staying here.
Where will we be staying?
You stay in the tunnels.
Tunnels?
Beneath Jerusalem, there are miles of tunnels. The Arabs used to use them to sneak into the old city and murder my people. They are hundreds, thousands of years old.
And they're big enough to live in?
They're big enough for an army to live in. We store weapons in them as well.
Well, I feel safer already.
Judd, Vicky!
Over here, Yafit.
Have you settled in?
Well, it's not as comfortable as we were in Petra, but it's fine.
Yeah, we're just sorting out these rifle clips.
These are not clips. They are magazines.
What's the difference?
A clip slides into the top of a rifle and is removed. A magazine holds the bullets within a cartridge that slides into the weapon. In this case, it is an Uzi 9mm.
Oh, well, now we know.
It is a common mistake. They make it all the time in American movies.
You probably shouldn't expect us to know all this stuff, seeing as we're not going to be doing any fighting.
While I respect your decision to not be involved in the actual fighting, I should point out that your job will be critical in the defense of Jerusalem. You will need to know much about the variety of weapons used in this battle.
Any idea when the battle's going to start?
Yes. In fact, we intercepted a communication just this morning.
And?
It alerted the peacekeepers and morale monitors around the world to prepare for an assignment in the Middle East. In a few days, the entire region will be crawling with Global Community One World Unity Army personnel.
Global Community One World Unity
Army? Yeah, we just call them bad guys.
Doesn't that mean people without Carpathia's mark can come out of hiding?
Only if they're careful. Citizens can still kill people without the mark and get a reward.
But it is a sign that the end is near.
Army have been gathering in Israel in preparation for the celebration of the 7th anniversary of the signing of the peace treaty that brought that country and the global community together. In other news, Baghdad-based scientists are still trying to learn what caused the 1,500-mile-long Euphrates River to dry up virtually overnight. Representatives of the Global Community University in Baghdad are looking at connections to the heat wave, as well as New Babylon's recent blackout. They are confident, nonetheless, that the source of the disaster is natural and not a cause for alarm. In other news, the economic situation...
Good morning, Yafit.
Good morning, Judd. What do you have there?
Well, if you read the outside of the crate, it says oranges. If you look inside, claymore mines.
Oh, wonderful. Place them next to the rocket-propelled grenades in the box marked peaches.
Boy, when you guys protect your city, you don't do anything by halves.
Our enemies have been trying to take this city from us for centuries. We have learned the best defense is a stronger offense.
Well, I suppose.
You have heard the news already.
What news?
Your friend, Sion Ben Judah, is in Jerusalem. He has come to defend the city.
He's here now?
He is at the Wailing Wall. He is telling people there about your Jesus, Messiah, whatever.
Scriptures foretell what is going to happen soon. Listen to the words of Peter. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up.
This is so cool. This is the same spot that Eli and Moshe spoke at.
I wish I had seen them.
Yeah, I wish he had too. They were something.
This crowd seems kind of nervous.
The prophet says that many of these people have spent years in hiding.
Oh, they must be scared.
They are. But this is their city. They're ready to die for it.
Yeah, the only problem is, a lot of them will.
And to set up his millennial kingdom, making Jerusalem the capital.
Judd? Have you seen Judd?
Not here.
What about you? Have you seen Judd or Vicky?
I saw him in the chapel.
Not appropriate. Pardon me. Excuse me. Nice hat. Judd! Vicky!
Is something wrong?
Yeah, you look like he's... Oh, you have the mark of a believer.
I am a Christian now. So is my father and brothers.
That is awesome!
We went to listen to Ben Judah, and more accurately, to mock him. Fortunately, that didn't work. Hearing truth is a powerful thing.
Oh, I'm really glad.
And that is not all the news I have to share.
What's up?
It has begun. New Babylon is being destroyed as we speak.
What about the believers there?
An angel warned them. Your friend, Mac McCallum, flew most of them out.
That's unbelievable.
Except that the Bible predicted it.
I am learning there is much about your Bible that is incredible.
Yeah, so am I, and I've been a Christian for 7 years now.
Now, if Babylon has fallen, that means there are only two prophetic events left.
Yeah, the seventh bowl judgment and the glorious appearing.
I assume the glorious appearing is when Jesus returns. What is the seventh bowl judgment?
Revelation 16 talks about a voice coming from heaven saying, "It is done."
That doesn't sound so bad.
Wait for it.
After that, there's going to be a huge display in the sky. Lightning, thunder. It's going to make the 4th of July look pretty feeble.
It is the 4th of July?
That's America's Independence Day. They used to have big fireworks displays in all the cities.
I see. Well, then what?
An earthquake is going to destroy every city in the world, lay low every mountain, and sink every island.
Okay, that sounds bad.
Gonna split Jerusalem in three parts.
Jerusalem?
Then there will be hailstones. Huge hailstones that are gonna kill people.
Believers too?
The Bible doesn't say for sure. It does say men will blaspheme, so I want to assume it's just the non-believers that need to worry.
Jerusalem will be split?
Listen, Yafet, your rebellion never had a real chance anyway.
Then why did you offer to help?
We knew there were people here like you who needed to know about Jesus before it was too late.
Yeah, we're not going to let the resistance down, but there are a lot of people hungry for God's message. Once these people die, there's no second chance.
What's that shaking?
It can't be the earthquake, can it?
I don't think so. Well, come with me to street level. It is as I feared. Carpathia's army has arrived.
I've never seen so many tanks and trucks.
This is gonna get ugly.
It's time to man your positions. The defense of Jerusalem is beginning.
But so many people still need to hear our message.
I'm afraid we've run out of time.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye and adapted by Darby Kern. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the dramatic audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This Left Behind dramatic audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.